invincible. But we should inform to the people in the life.
I try to remember that Lord Chaitanya, he informed that the purpose of all Vedic literature is to acquaint people with their relationship which they've forgotten with God, to teach them how to engage themselves in that relationship, and to understand that the goal is to come to pure love of God. So when I speak, I try to bring that into it also, because we are actually speaking from Shastra. So we should acquaint people with the principles of devotional service. Tell them that they have forgotten God, that they must serve God, and practically how they can do it.
Oh, those days, they have not forgotten God. We go to class regularly, and the Mahavajans will say, we go to mosque. So why we have forgotten God?
Going to church or mosque, when speaking to the people, we don't discourage that they change their religion or anything.
No. Your judge is that they have forgotten God. They will answer that we have not forgotten God. We are going to church, we are going to our mosque. Why you have forgotten God?
Because they're not serving Him.
They're not
actively serving Him. They're engaging themselves. You see, practically, that some people say they are deists.
What is the meaning of service?
Service means a relationship of serving out of love. Some people are simply serving their stomach. Or
well, if I'm not loved, then why am I coming to church?
Well, you're educating them what is God. They go to church, but they don't know what is the idea of God. You know?
Whatever it may be, when I offer my prayers, I even mad there is some God. I do not have a clear idea. I have got my own conception of God.
We don't discourage as much as the Maharaj says. But if you're following God, the best religion is that which develops love of God. So in your life, that is an answer.
If I'm got love for God, then why am I coming to church? No, because I've got love for God, therefore I'm coming to church. That time I could have earned some money.
But they're also teaching that this love is not just based on sentimentality. There is, love is also practical. When a, just like in this world, when there is relationship between man and woman, there is a practical exchange of love. It's not simply that love is only based on words. Also, one is based on actions. We can judge how much a man is developing love by what his activities are. Now, going
what you have found in me, that you have concluded that I have no love for God. What you have seen in me.
I have not concluded that when I speak to the person, I do not say I have concluded that you have no love of God.
You say that you have died. Like, on what account do you say? Like that. What have done?
Sometimes you go to church only for 1 hour all week.
Maybe.
Most of the time is not spent serving God.
But that does not mean that I do not love God.
We don't criticize the love of God, but it can be increased. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, always think of Him in whatever you do during your work, during the week. If we can teach you how to, if you like to go to church, it shows you have some affection for God. We can teach you how, wherever you are, to think of Krishna.
This is not proper.
And if you have love of God, and we are also spreading this consciousness of love of God all over the whole world, to people who have not developed that love, and you should willingly engage yourself in supporting this work.
We take as a soul sometimes. We cannot believe in God. Because it's so.
But we have also got our practice.
Christian missionaries, they are the same. The two guys are the same. All of the world. We have met so many people.
We have also got our work. And we show them.
How do you say that you are better than him? He's there also doing it, maybe a difference of degree. But we are also doing something.
The person is having love of God, though, then his love is not simply confined to his own work. He can. You say you're having love of God. We are also spreading this movement all over the world. So God is one.
Hello, we are all the living Christianity. All over the world. Our number of Christians is higher than your number of devotees. Our preaching is better than yours.
We ourselves are coming from Christian country, and we see there's no. We see that the entire society is so-called Christian, but
Do you mean to say entire society after you?
Pardon me?
Can you prove that the entire society is after you?
And we have got our society. This International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
That's our life. We have got our society. But we are also preaching. And we have got many countries. We have got devotees, Christians. Number of Christians is greater than your number of Vaishnava devotees.
So we are only requesting you to chant Hare Krishna.
Huh?
We are only requesting you to chant Hare Krishna.
That is a process only. You are requesting chant Hare Krishna, you are requesting prayer. Give us a deliverance. That is also prayer. This is chanting. And that is prayer. So, there is no difference.
So, when we chant Hare Krishna, we are praying to God, please let me serve you.
But that is already settled. We are also serving. We are preaching Christianity.
So, then, the work we are doing, God is one. We are all serving God. Then there should be no objection. To assisting us in propagating this love of God all over the world. You're already saying...
No, what is the love of God? That is already answered. That we have also love of God.
If you love someone, what are you doing? What is the aspect of your personal life?
No, what are we not doing? What you are doing?
Our engagement is 24 hours.
Maybe. Engage 24 hours and maybe engage 8 hours. That does not mean you cannot say that I have no love for God.
Been predicted in the Shastra that this method of chanting the holy name of God would be accepted by everyone in the world.
That may be in your
Shastra.
But what is it? Extra thing, the chanting does follow. We also go to the church and sing hymns also.
The fact is you do not know. God is. You do not know how God works.
So, no, I know. I'm my own way.
That is not sufficient. You should develop, become educated.
But what is the use of? Having sufficient.
How?
What is the distinction? That we have got sufficient love and therefore
God is. Well, I mean, have sufficient love for one who does.
But then you have no sufficient love, you cannot preach. Why are you preaching for me? You just show me examples.
You may be a very good example, but you see, most of the Christians do not even follow the teachings. For example...
Yeah, you are come. That is the point. That is the point. If you love God, then why you disobey God? That means you do not love God. That is the real point. Is that you love God for getting something from Him. But we do not love God for getting something. This is another point. But the first point is, this is a very important point, that if you love God, why you are becoming disobedient to the orders of God? That is the most important.
But if the man says, I am Muslim, how you can say I am disobedient to the laws of God? I am following my own religion.
Huh?
I am a Muslim, but I am not disobedient.
Well, we shall come to the Muslim tonight. First of all, let us start with the Christian.
We're always arguing with them. They say they are following. They're allowed to kill animals. I'm accepting Christ, therefore I am saved.
Hmm?
I am accepting Christ, therefore I am saved. I am following closely Christianity.
No. If you love God, then why you are disabling His order? That is my charge. God says that son of kids. But why you are saying it? This is the charge I give to the teacher. Yes. They're captured.
But everybody is
doing it. Hare Krishna.
Vegetables are also alive.
We're not talking of everyone. We're talking of you. You love God. So, why you are giving? There is open declaration of love. So, you are deliberately dissolving. Then what is it about?
Even if I become vegetarian, still I will be...
No, that is not possible. God says that you shall not kill. But you are killing. Where is your love? You cannot argue with God. Then you do not love. You cannot put your argument, logic, what God has said I must do. That is that.
But God did not mean us not to eat.
Huh?
God did not mean us not to eat.
God did not. That means He has to eat only meat. He has nothing to eat.
But if you eat a plant, it is also killing.
That is your argument. But God says that I shall not kill. You cannot argue. This is the fact here. Suppose if I say something to honor, you cannot argue. That is not obedience. Obedience means without argument, that's something. That is obedience. That is love.
The other important thing is that each person
was very pious, claims to be pious, but he approaches God for material reward.
Yeah, that is meanness. That is not love. I go to somebody, that is me, or to get something. He's like, if shopkeeper does also like that, it better the customer in so many ways. Sell goods so that we can make some profit. So there is no question of love.
I am following Jesus Christ, but I'm a vegetarian. But that's all right, isn't it?
I'm following Jesus Christ.
But I'm a vegetarian. I do not eat meat.
I don't kill.
I do not kill.
Okay, but I'm a better Christian. Better than you. Love. Therefore, the Bhagavad is perfect. Bhagavad says that Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says that patram pushpam phalam tvayam yumi bhaktavit. So we are obeying Krishna. We offer patram pushpam phalam tvayam. And he is the women and the pushpa. Therefore, he loves, that is the truth. But you are not loving Krishna, Joseph Sam, because you are disobeying God.
How disobeying if the person says, I am vegetarian, I do not kill. I am a Christian, but I am vegetarian, I do not kill animals.
And you are all right. But they put forward the argument that you are also killing vegetables. Then how can kill vegetables? Now Krishna, the thing is that we must eat something. And vegetables also have our life. The nature's way is that one living entity is eating another living entity. It may be animal or it may be vegetable. The question is the obedience to the order. So, when the Shastra says that thou shalt not kill, it means bigger animal. Killing is applied from dictionary. If I kill a man, if I kill an animal, then this word is used. But he meant like that, and that is very reasonable. Because I am eating another living entity, that does not mean I can eat another man. So, therefore, Krishna has specifically mentioned patram pushpam phalam tvayam yumi bhaktavit. After we have to eat. And if you take the all killing is the same, even by ordinary law, if I kill one tree and if I kill one man, does it mean that it is of the same belief? Even taking killing applies. So there are comparisons. That is also necessity. that we must eat something. But therefore, here, perfect thing in the world is that he says that you offer me. Offer me means the upright minding is a lead. Jagyas is the chino santo, mucchanti is a Even by killing vegetable, you are also as sinful as killing animals. But because he offers to Krishna, therefore you act. Krishna wants it. Just like Krishna wants Arjuna to fight and kill the other party. That Arjuna is not infected, you see. So here Krishna is acting, he needs this full stuff. And Krishna knows that I will leave the remnants of the full stuff. So I am not the son. We are now very much study of the Muslims. But instead of criticizing others, better we shall preach our own cult. But if there is occasion when somebody attacks, then we should be prepared. But our positive business should be to inform people what is the nature of God, as they are stated in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam.
When we run into those people, Muslims, sometimes we run into Muslims, Jains, Christians, just by what we seriously approach them, on the basis of our welfare work, because we have got our wealth, we have got our work where we are feeding persons in the poor. We are doing different opening schools. So we approach them that God is also one. There's one God. And we are doing work for bringing all the people to God. In Mayapur, we are feeding so many Muslims every day.
Yes. That is good preaching. But when there is argument, when somebody says, you should be prepared to us. Stop. We shall go another round.
Shiny saffron. He is dressed in black. He looks like Neshin. He looks like the sunshine. Standing next to him. He's wearing all this black with a little bit of red trimming on it. Like nighttime. By his example. We have got our Pope. He is our example of what Christianity is. He is the head of Christian order, and he himself is eating meat. Now, how you can say he is not the best Christian? He is the head of all the Christians?
Then if you are foolish, then Pope is also foolish. If he does not follow the order of Jesus Christ, then how he becomes a Pope? Therefore, you are foolish. You have elected some foolish, another foolish man as your pope. That should be the right answer. But if he does not follow Christ, how he becomes pope?
He is not king. He he's not killing.
Then why he's up went to the hey, he must start it. Otherwise, you are not following Paul, then you are not Christian. He does not kill, then he should not kill. And why does he not order?
He himself is eating meat. So it must be all right. He himself is eating meat, so it must be all right.
But then how is Paul?
But he is knowing what Christianity is the best, therefore he is in charge. He says it is all
right. How can you elect him as in charge?
All these people for hundreds of years have all eaten meat.
The hundreds of years you are fooled, therefore you are an intellect. Does it mean?
But when Jesus said, thou shalt not kill, he meant humans. He did not mean animals.
Well, that is your interpretation.
But that's because their interpretation.
Jesus was a shepherd.
And there were many, many sheep. What did they
do with all the sheep?
They must.
They must.
They must. That is your inference.
What else? In the middle of desert?
Otherwise,
Babylon, Israel is all desert country. What will they do with sheep? They're not making wool coats.
Then why? That shall not kill the hypocrisy. Then he will reject Jesus completely. He's a hypocrite. Yes. There is a problem. How can you follow a hypocrite? Jesus Christ himself killed animals, and he said, thou shalt not kill. Then he's a hypocrite. Then he cannot preach. He's a hypocrite. You are bringing Christ for condemnation. Well, how a hypocrite can be the head of it, and a religious man,
He's
proving.
He himself, the Christian, is saying that Jesus Christ is a hypocrite.
Yes.
So why is he following?
Yes.
The main thing they usually say is that kill means murder.
Hmm?
That shall. It actually appears popular to man that peace is the original Hebrew, the word, it means murder. So this is an instruction to mankind not to murder, but it's not, but they have other places in the scripture where they point out that the animal was allowed for man to eat. So they're just showing us their scripture.
It is murder.
Yes, thou shalt not murder, that it's been changed to kill.
But isn't that because of murder?
That's what that priest said to you in Bhakti Vedanta, man.
No, he may say. Oh, what was previously, we are not concerned. But you have left already the Jewish Old Testament. You have got New Testament. You are not Jewish. So why do you bring that Jewish? For your defense. You have already rejected it.
But they say we accept both Old and New Testament. They say we accept Old and New Testament. The Christians do not say we only have New Testament. They say we accept the Old and the New.
Then why you have changed?
Because the Old Testament never mentions Christ. But the New Testament is all about
then
Christ.
Then it is a very different. If you have changed the tenets of Old Testament. That means you are rejected.
No, not change. In Old Testament, the Messiah, he is predicted. But activities of the Messiah, they are not for.
If you were telling the Old Testament, he said that there was the word murder. Why you have changed? You accept Old Testament or reject?
Except the statement should be murder, he says.
Huh?
It should be murder.
But why is this case?
Wrong translation.
Wrong translation. Mm-hmm. They are fools. All set of fools. You see one thing and write one thing. Then you are not perfect. Come from us. You commit mistake. Therefore, your expects us to use this. Hmm. Use this. Because it's our mistake. Therefore, you're the instruction to use this. That study is that great. As it is suitable, that can be worth somebody. Then you use this. Things which are changeable that cannot be accepted as scripture. Scripture as injunction means you cannot change. Just we accept the basic scripture, but don't change it. That is an example I've given many times. Because Lord Buddha wanted to change the basic literature, therefore he rejected. Although Lord Buddha is so, we watch it as incarnation of that, he was rejected. You cannot change. Immediately you are rejected.
They were arguing with me. They said, God has given us the pig to eat. That God has given us the pig to eat.
Oh, he said in the Bible?
No.
That's why the burden is nonsense. How he can say? Actually, Christians cannot eat any meat because the word is alternative.
Himself, he was distributing fish to the hungry, to the poor. He gave out so much fish.
That is my trouble.
We do not kill the fish either. We simply purchase it in the supermarket.
Yes. Directly, he's, as soon as cutting from the water, he died. Can you support grass that he has done giving business himself and he instructs others not to pay?
Does that mean that you are calling
a hypocrite? You want to support your sinful activities by proving Christ as the prophet. This is your business. You are such a Christian. And your love for Christ is such. That we have to follow the instructions of the superior. Even if we ask something against the instructions, you should not follow. You have to follow his words. You cannot imitate his action. That is real obedience. If he has done something against his instruction, you should know that might have been some particular occasion he has done it. But we are not concerned with that. We are concerned with his order. That is obedience. He has not ordered me to do this thing. So my duty is what he has ordered to me. That is my only duty. What he has done in particular occasion, that is not one. My duty is to see. Just like there is a Bengali verse. Yadyapi Nityananda Sunibari Jaya Tathapriya Sri Amar Nityananda Raya. That Sunibari means wine shop, where wine is distilled or sold. That is called Sunibari. Those who are wine sellers, they are called Puri. So, I see that Nityananda is going to a wine shop. So, if I say, oh, Nityananda is not wise, he's going to a wine shop. No, we should not see that. We should know Nityananda is pure. If he is going to Sunivari, wine shop, he has some business. But because he is going to the Sunivari, he is not polluted. I shall not follow. Because Nityananda has got Sunivari, where I shall go? Krishna danced with young girls, others, wives, others. That doesn't mean I shall imitate them. What Krishna has said, we have to follow them. That's not. Krishna never said that you have to dance like me. That's not. Has he said anywhere? Then how can he do that? Whatever he does, he has got purpose. His work is all right. But I cannot imitate his work. The example is given that the sunshine is soaking urine. Can you imitate that? You drink urine? So, Tejiya Sang Madhusaya, he class has done something, his Lord Jesus Christ, he might have done it for some purpose, that is, but we cannot follow that. We have to follow what he has ordered. That's all.
Argument being that Christ has said, thou shalt not kill. That is one of Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments are social codes for how the people are to live. Now, the people that are Christ's disciples, they're all fishermen. His whole community is fishermen and sheep herders. He is having fishermen community. So he did not mean for them to give up their engagements. They were all living as fishermen. He told them, thou shalt not kill. Therefore, we can only conclude that Christ meant thou shalt not kill other human beings, because he was coming at a time teaching principles how to live with each other.
Allowed to comment or interpret on the world. That you cannot allow. You cannot interpret in that way in your own logic. That is not allowed.
Well, we say that when Christ said thou shalt not kill, and you say it refers all living beings, we say that is your interpretation. Because Christ is coming to teach fishermen. He never told them to give up their occupation. They continue to live as fishermen, continue to live as sheep herders. He knew the killing was going on, therefore his statement, thou shalt not kill, must refer to human beings, because he was living in the community. He was teaching by his example.
Why not with animals? You can eat fish only. Then I will go like that. If you try to allow the fishermen to fish, so then you can fish while you are killing cows. That is my logic. If you are actually following class, island, you can take fish, but while you are killing animals, another animals. We are going because Christ has killed some, allowed some fish killing, that everyone should be killed. What is this nonsense? You follow strictly all that fish killing.
What is the difference between fish killing and goat killing?
And then everyone will say, what is the difference between animal killing and man killing?
There's a big difference between animal killing.
Why is big difference?
If a man goes into the road, he runs over a dog, there will not be so much punishment. But if a man goes into the road, he runs over
a dog. You are man. You are lost. You are man. If you kill a man and if you kill an animal, that is not equal. That is equal. That does not mean when it is said. That is not. Thou shalt not kill. This is not
that that is law was made for some reason. Because human being and animal are not on equal levels. Human being has soul, but animal does not.
And then separately, oh yeah, daddy, that's looking.